Welcome to Bromley Schools Collegiate, your local teacher training provider. Find out more about completing your teacher training with Bromley Schools Collegiate. Call 0208 300 6566.
Hello, and welcome to this first episode of the podcast, Why Do You Want to Be a Teacher? In this first episode, we're going to explore why you want to be a teacher. Now, you might want to make notes and reflect on your thoughts on the things which I'm going to be raising during this episode. First off, ask yourself why. Why do you want to be a teacher? Is it the influence of a significant adult or a teacher when you're at school? Is it because you want to emulate their impact which they had on you? So you need to really think about what is it? What is the core of why you want to be a teacher? Whether you're entering it straight from university, as a 21-year-old, or whether you're looking at this as a career change, your motivations really go to the core of what you're actually going to be bringing to the classroom. All teachers focus on the holistic development of the child. So it's not just what can I teach them about maths in this particular lesson, or why can I demonstrate a trigonometry theorem. You're looking at the social and emotional health of the children which you are working with. You are going to be a significant adult influence on their life. You might think, well, I'm only their maths teacher, but you may be the one person that day that's noticed them and valued them and made them feel like somebody's noticed them. So have a think, how do you know that you like being around children and young adults? What experiences do you have working formally or socially with the particular age range? Now, this could be volunteering work in formal or informal settings. So it could go from helping to run a Bible group at local church. It could be being involved in guides or army cadets as an instructor or a leader or associate leader. You may have come up undertaking sort of leadership qualifications within a youth organisation. So you actually know that you like being around children. Formal settings, maybe working abroad, say teaching English as a foreign language, or it might be working as a nanny or au pair, or in some sort of childcare function, or a volunteering work with a charity. So have a think, take a few moments to collate your thoughts. What is it that's driving you to want to become a teacher? So have a think, what is the overall narrative which you are demonstrating through all of your thoughts and reflections, where you've been asking yourself why you want to be a teacher, what motivates you, how you're going to ensure you've got the holistic development of the child at the centre of everything that you do. You've considered their social emotional health. You'll be the one picking up on all of the little nuances, little signs, because you will get to know your children. Because as a teacher, you will see them as your children in your class. Even if they are one of the dozen different classes you see each week. If you're working in secondary, in primary, you'll get a very deep bond with your children. You will want to do things with them. So, what are your overall motivations? Why do you want to be a teacher? So, what are the themes that are emerging? What is it that you can actually bring to the profession? Is it particular skills? Is it particular talent? For example, if you're looking to go into primary, can you play music? Have you got an interest in art? Can you speak the basics of a foreign language? Do you have an interest in computing? The breadth of the primary curriculum means that whichever year group you are in when you're teaching, you're going to be teaching the whole range of subjects. From art through computing, French, might be Spanish, maths, English, helping them with creative writing, helping them understand the rules of grammar and language, and also looking at how they can use their mathematical skills. And you'll then prepare them for one of the big changes in their life, going from primary into secondary school or going up to big school. When the children are in secondary school, you are going to be one of a whole team of teachers which has a profound influence, preparing them for their future life with the skills and ambitions and the knowledges in order to thrive and flourish. So going back, what are the themes that are emerging? Take a few moments to write down what these themes are. Key words. Because when you apply for teacher training, one of the things you're going to have to do is to write a personal statement. And this is where you're talking directly to the course director or the admissions tutor about why you want to be a teacher. Now, it is a competitive market out there for getting onto teacher training courses. So not only your academic qualifications, your experiences, your volunteering. So have a think about the whole narrative arc from your qualifications, your experience, your work history. And in the personal statement, it is a way in which you are talking directly to the course tutor. So have a think. What is it that you are trying to get across? Is it inspiring a love of your subject if you're in secondary? Is it helping to round out the whole pupil in primary? It could be you have personal experience of working or caring for young people who have additional educational needs. It could be your experience of supporting or working with a young brother or sister which has communication difficulties. So what are your motivations? What are you going to bring to the profession? Now, if you're a career changer, coming into teaching might be your second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth career. You are going to be bringing a valuable set of skills to the profession. So you've got to think, how can you communicate to the admissions tutor in those 4,000 characters, 800 words-ish, that you have got a valuable set of skills which you are going to bring to teaching? So I could take a pause, take a reflection. Is it managerial experience? Is it leading teams? Is it managing teams through change? Is it responding to external pressures? Have a think what you bring to teaching as a profession. A little tip for you. When you're applying for teacher training and you're putting your personal statement and when you get to the interview stage, try and not talk about what you are going to get from it, what you are going to benefit from becoming a teacher. Because when I look at applications which come in and all of the personal statement is talking about what benefits the individual person applying is going to get from becoming a teacher. They talk about their professional development. They talk about their sense of satisfaction. And they don't think at all about the pupils, what the children they want to work from. They're the people which are generally less successful and rarely get through to interview. Because unless you are putting the child at the centre of everything you do as a teacher, then have you really got their best interests at heart? If you're talking about within the first 5 years, you want to be an assistant head and you want to do this and want to do that, without any reference to how you're going to help children to develop. So with your motivations, if your motivations are centered on yourself and what you can get out of it, then perhaps teaching is not for you. If, however, you're thinking, what can I give to children? How can I help them? That's the sort of people that we want in teaching. Now, there are lots of different types of training providers out there. So you can look at the geographic spread of where they are, start doing your research, see if you can find people who have trained through providers locally. Are they happy with the time they had with their provider? Are they happy with the style of the training? We have across the whole of the sector in England, we have all the way from very academic approaches where you have initial teacher education, and then we have other settings which have initial teacher training and a very school-centered approach to the way which they train teachers. So have a think, what is the best way in which you learn? Do you want to go through and have a good academic grounding in what you're doing and then apply to the classroom? Or do you want to have a practical approach to teacher training? And then from that, learning how the theory is applied and how the latest research findings are applied into the classroom. So that's really going to be down to a personal choice for yourself. And there are advantages of both routes. And it really comes down to the sort of route that you want to train through. So, in conclusion, in this episode, we've looked at why do you want to be a teacher and looking at your motivations. I look forward to speaking to you again in future.